Sean and Sid.
From the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Seriously, if you're looking for a great home care, these caregivers are the best. I want to give a shout out to them because Marianne and Lyndon, who own the company, family owned, they were in healthcare. They know if you need somebody for any purpose whatsoever to take care of someone you love, call them. I vouch.
Best
so good.
In class.
For sure. Absolutely. Okay, so Halloween. Do you miss trick-or-treating? Remember when you were a kid? Did you remember how excited you would get when it was trick-or-treat
yeah,
day?
I do. I was in it for the candy. We had pillowcases.
It was kind of silly. Yeah, you guys got so
much.
And
then we froze it all year, and I don't think anybody really ate it. Graham and I weren't really candy kids.
No, that's true. What would you call yourself if not candy kids?
We were Play-Doh kids.
Well, now you can be a Play-Doh adult.
Lucky for everyone listening that enjoyed a good Play-Doh experience. Play-Doh is rolling out a line for adults.
This is hysterical.
This is one of the best things I've heard in a minute. So I always found myself when I was babysitting enjoying the Play-Doh more than the kid did.
It is fun, but for a little bit.
Once you
use the Fudge Factory, was it called Play-Doh Fudge? Oh, Fun Factory. Fudge Factory.
I think that's something after you have too much candy.
You're right. Play-Doh Fun Factory. But I remember playing with that, and after you've cut off a few of those stars and whatever, it's kind of like, okay, that was fun. Now what? You know?
Okay. Exactly. So Play-Doh has rolled out an adult theme, and they're scented, these Play-Doh colors.
Because you can smell Play-Doh. I can still smell Play-Doh.
Yes, you can.
As an adult, I know what Play-Doh smells like.
How would you like to smell an overpriced latte? Or mom jeans.
What do mom jeans smell like?
I know. These are the scents of the new Play-Doh adult line.
This is so brilliant.
So overpriced latte, mom jeans, dad sneakers, spa day, Lord of the Lawn, and Grill King.
Those are so smart.
Kudos to Play-Doh. I love it.
Now I know what I'm getting for Christmas, huh? Which one would I get?
A Fudge Factory.
I'll pass. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios. Check them out in Grandview.
Because after you have exercise hair, you're going to want to go there.
You know? Or a lot of dry shampoo, which they have there too.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. You know, something happens when you're unemployed. All of a sudden, things you wouldn't normally put in your mouth. Like, wow. Haagen-Dazs. <You know? laughs> Okay. Anyway, so I'm finding that now I'm getting ready to, you know, get out in the real world and some other things are about to happen. So it's like, okay, I've got a goal. I want to lose roughly 6-7 pounds, but really it's about really shaping up, right?
And feeling good.
And feeling good about myself.
I think for you too, it's feeling good about yourself.
Right.
You don't need to lose anything.
But yes, I do.
A little pep in your step.
Yeah. So how do you get into that mindset? How do you psych yourself up, Sid, to get, because you are so good and religious about working out.
You know, I don't work out nearly as much as I used to, but I think this probably isn't the answer you want. My motivation is I always feel better after the fact.
Yeah. Well, no, what's wrong with that? That's good.
I mean, so I guess what I'm saying is I don't have much of a motivator, but I truly love it. I turn on Survivor. I get like, that's my time to kind of watch TV too.
Okay. All right.
So I take a mental break, and I typically, anymore, I do it in the middle of my day because I'm working from home and I have that flexibility, but it's kind of me time. It breaks up my day. It gets me out of my apartment. So that's why I enjoy it.
Well, if you're somebody who has a tough time just getting motivated, here are some tips from, it's called goodmenproject.com, but these relate to anybody who's trying to get in the mindset of working out. Let's face it, it takes a little kickstart sometimes. Number one, it needs to be purposeful, right? You need to come up with an idea like, why are you doing this? Are you doing it for your family? Are you doing it for your health? Are you doing it because you just want to feel better about yourself or look better? Whatever. Whatever it is, you should write this down and remind yourself why you're going to be working out.
Write it down.
Write it down. Intentional.
You know, that's an interesting point. I find that when I write workouts down, so maybe not why I'm working out, but if I write down what I'm going to do in a circuit, I stick to it and I'll get it done.
All right. Next, we need to tell ourselves the right things. If you are telling yourself that exercise is fun, or you're saying to yourself, oh, it's boring, it's painful or hard. So what is that doing to your brain? What is that doing to your mental image of what exercise is? Like you said, after the workout, you feel a sense of accomplishment. You feel proud of yourself. You feel better about yourself. Those are the things you need to be thinking about going in. All right. Exercise needs to be in your schedule. You have a to-do list for the day. You need to put this on your to-do list. It's not definitely just, well, maybe I'll exercise later, because that's not going to happen.
Because later comes around and so does the cheese dip.
Visualize your success. What does it look like to have the body you want? What does it feel like to be in the shape you want? What does it feel like to have the health you want? You have to visualize those things. Do you remember a long time ago I had a picture of Helen Mirren? Keep in mind, she was 72 years old at the time, and she had an incredible bikini body. And I thought, how sad. My dream body is a 72-year-old woman's bikini body. But whatever. She looked amazing.
You know what? Whatever you can relate to.
Right. And lastly, find an accountability partner. That helps so much if you have somebody who's going to hold your hand to the fire and make sure that you work out the way you say you want to work out.
Could be a winner.
I think so too. I'll work on it tomorrow. What's that cheese dip that you were talking about? It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merrill Norman at Polaris.
Merrill Norman, how apropos, because you might want to pick up some waterproof mascara. Guys, I'm not sure what to tell you, but because we're going to talk about crying and the benefits of a good cry.
Good hearty cry.
When's the last time you cried?
Oh, wow.
I mean, before we started the show. Yeah.
Really cried?
Yeah.
Probably like a week and a half ago, two weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
This time you didn't say anything. So good for you. Just keep on moving with this segment.
Okay. You know what? I had a big cry over the weekend. And I just think I got to this place where I was just like, oh, I'm so over everything right now.
You cried.
But then I watched Pelican Bloom and that made me sadder. It's such a good movie, but I was already delicate. So
caught you while you were down.
But it's cathartic. Well, according to thehealthy.com and medical doctor Ashley Matskevich, having a good cry, whether happy, sad, angry, frustrated, moved, whatever, it's okay. It's okay to have a cry. Amen. In fact, sometimes it might be a good thing. And if you're ever wondering what happens before, during, and after, here we go. First of all, crying relieves your stress. Mm-hmm. Did you know humans are the only species to weep from emotion?
What?
Is that not the craziest thing?
Dogs whine, but are you saying like the reaction
we
of
are
tears?
To weep, like full-on weep. Scientists still don't know exactly how the physical act of crying is connected to our feelings. Wow. Why we do cry when we're sad, sometimes happy.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one of the benefits of blubbering might be that it's actually relieving physical tensions and stress. Mm-hmm. So give yourself a little breather on that one. Mm-hmm. Crying can also boost a mood. In a survey of 2/3 of the people that were asked, generally they feel better after they've gotten through that cry.
Oh, yeah.
Than before they cried.
Yes, you got to let it go.
Crying sometimes can make you feel worse. I love science.
Yeah. Then you're embarrassed.
Happy, sad.
You looked really vulnerable right there.
Well, that's funny because they say the places where it makes you feel worse is if you're crying in public. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're crying in the office.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere inappropriate.
Yeah. Places like that make you feel worse.
Yeah. I've been upset at the workplace. Not my current job. But it is a very uncomfortable feeling because you're like battling this emotion and wanting to not show that. So
I feel you.
Then it stresses you out more and you're just a big old bundled
slobbery snot. Crying improves communication. Not surprisingly, crying in humans first evolved as a way for an infant to get its mother's attention. Human infants are the most helpless creatures on earth. They cannot cling to fur like primates. So the only way that they can get attention. They can't like follow their mother like a baby duck or whatever. The only way they can get attention is to cry.
That is so interesting.
I mean, I'm a fairly hairy woman. I suppose you could have clung to me that way.
I probably did.
I had a hormone surge.
Because I am kind of monkey-like, so that makes a lot of sense.
Don't like to shave my legs a whole lot.
Wow, that just blew my mind.
Yeah,
now we learn something every day.
And now I've got a lot to cry about because I just admitted that publicly. Okay. Lastly, crying does forge a bond. When you're with somebody and you're trying to be supportive or vice versa, you need that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Crying is a way to, you know, just show an empathetic response to somebody who is having a tough time.
Yeah.
And it does forge a bond.
Mm-hmm.
So bottom line, there are no rules to crying. There is no shame in crying. There is no crying in baseball, I hear. I saw that movie. But regardless, let it out. Have a good old cry.
And Sean has hairy legs.
Stop. I'm going to cry. It's Sean with Sid.
Brought to you by Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
What is this fermenting thing you were stumbling upon?
Well, I was going to ask you, how's your gut doing?
Oh, you know. My gut ain't what it used to be, girl.
Oh, man.
No, what are you talking about? Fermenting as in, are you talking about that, like the kabuchi busha stuff we're supposed to drink? That
exactly. You nailed it.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Kabucha?
What do they call it? Kombucha. You know what's so crazy? This is another like health buzzword. So first of all, just to explain kombucha, it is a fizzy fermented black tea.
And it doesn't taste good. I don't think it tastes good.
It really is kind of sour.
It's nasty.
I think I like to pretend it tastes good. Because I'm like, ooh, this is good for me, but it's really kind of icky.
Yeah.
And it's really expensive. But anyways, in LA, they literally now have kombucha mixed drinks.
Of course they
do.
They
serve it with vodka. Oh, anyways, well, cracks me up.
Bring me back to that.
And maybe it would be a lot more enjoyable that way. I don't know. But yeah, so a couple benefits of eating fermented foods. I know you guys are on the edge of your seat, but I'm here to look out for you.
It's
I want
the
your-
new wave.
It is. This is a big thing in my generation and kind of this health sphere right now. So first of all, let's talk the benefits and then I'll give you the how. Okay. So
yes, teacher.
And I'll let you ask questions whenever you want. I want this to be an open environment.
Okay.
So digestion.
Excuse me, teacher. I think the word is digestion.
Exactly. Digestion and absorption. So if you have difficulty digesting certain food items, for instance, like lactose,
right,
milk, cheese, etc., those things are hard to break down, those sugars. Eating fermented foods actually helps that because it's boosting your gut bacteria.
So do you chase down, say, my cheese dip with a piece of cabbage, or how does that work? Do I have to do one or the other, or what?
I don't think anything is going to get your Velveeta moving through your system. So you're like out of luck, but for everybody else, you might mix in a kombucha.
I love Velveeta.
I know, we really do. Sponsor us. But it helps with the availability of nutrients. It just kind of boosts certain nutrients that you might not get in your regular diet. This is my favorite and something we need now. It helps with your immune function.
Oh.
So I'm such a firm believer that your gut controls a lot in your body. So it's literally helping boost your immunity to certain things.
I agree with that.
That's about all I got for that one. But if we keep going, this one's pretty interesting.
Sweet teacher, is this a whole semester course? Because right now I'm finding we are out of material.
No, this is a bbcgoodfood.com course.
Okay.
And it says that it also boosts your mood and behavior. That is interesting to me. So your gut is directly linked to your brain, your neurons in your brain.
Okay. Does this make you gassy?
You know what? I might have gotten that one wrong.
Excuse me, teacher. Are you a substitute teacher?
It might be connected to your nervous system. Either way, there's some big benefits. So I recommend eating miso.
Miso soup?
Miso soup. Love it. How about tempeh? That's another big one right now. Yogurt. We can do that.
Oh my
kimchi.
Gosh.
Do you like kimchi?
Kimchi.
It is like almost like a sauerkraut. It's a it's spicier.
I don't mind that. Yeah.
I'm one of those weirdos that could wake up at 9 a.m. and literally dig a fork into sauerkraut and love it.
Huh.
And that is why I'm healthy, people. So I'm here just to share this with you. Take it with a grain of salt or a kombucha.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
See, they can do the same thing as what you're about to talk about.
Can they?
Why not?
I
mean,
true.
I mean, you can see. Okay, let's first talk about what you want to talk about. I'm kind of like talking in circles here.
Stick with us, people. Uh-huh. So Amazon, just this past week, came out with a body scanner to create the perfectly fitting t-shirt. And us, you know, as consumers are able to buy this perfectly fitting t-shirt. It's only $25.
So how does this work?
Pretty creepy. So basically you're going to put in your body stats, height, weight, skin tone. And then I guess it requires you to take two photos just within the Amazon app. Supposedly they've been using this technology for the fitness band and the smart mirror, if you've seen those.
Yeah.
But it spits back out this replica, this avatar of you and what your body is shaped like, looks like. And then you kind of choose your color, your sleeve length, the neckline, and boom, you have what's supposed to be the perfectly fitting t-shirt.
And you don't have to pay additional for that service, right?
It's not part of
the $25 t-shirt.
Not that I see.
Wow.
But in this article by Fast Company, the girl that was interviewed said her avatar looked uncannily like her.
That's scary.
Creepy. So now they have our fingerprint. They have our face scanned on our phones, yeah. And Amazon is collecting our body type. So if they want to just completely recreate us, they could do that.
Have you seen the 3D faces that they have in Tokyo?
No.
Oh, so scary.
Like robot people?
They're actual, yeah. So they're like, I think there are 12 of them that are 3D, so uncanny that they look like human faces.
12 of them, you're saying like little 12, robots.
12 looks of just faces that people are wearing. And so, yes.
Ooh.
So you look entirely like somebody else.
You put it on your face?
It's like something completely out of science fiction movies.
Oh.
It's so incredible.
Ew, weird.
I know, but.
Think about that. Like, my head went elsewhere, but like if.
Rob a bank?
Exactly. And you're on a surveillance camera and they don't know who that person is.
I know.
Weird.
We got to get out of here.
But I will say.
Where's Pioneer Woman when we need her? Yeah. We need to go visit her and get some crescent roll Danishes.
Please no.
But it's so simple over there.
Maybe too simple.
You, Sean, and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris. Go there for all your makeup needs. Mm-hmm. And if you need to powder your pits. I'm sure they could find something for you.
They might make a nice deodorant. I've never looked.
Or they might be able to wax you there.
Oh, they do that. Yes.
Well, I don't know about body parts.
Talk to Leanne.
You might need to talk to Leanne because according to Yahoo News, Glamour Magazine, you name it, armpit hair is slowly creeping back into the mainstream.
For women.
For women. Women? That's another way to say that word.
Women.
It is slowly creeping back in the latest. We've seen this throughout the years. I mean,
it's never gone away.
New thing.
It's just people haven't been so like, this is my armpit hair. I don't care.
Come one, come all.
Yeah.
Feel it if you like.
Ew.
Well, the latest is Emma Corrin. She was on the cover of Glamour magazine. She, if you don't know her, is on the show The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Princess Di.
I know, I'm watching. It's so good.
So super talented actress. Well, she had this big magazine cover and she decided just to rock her armpit hair. All natural.
And people are up in armpits over it.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's just this debate. Do women need to shave their armpits? Like, when did this even start happening?
Well, I think if you aren't shaving your armpits, do you need to show it?
It was interesting. Emma, even the girl on the cover, said that she has been meaning to grow out her armpit hair for a couple years because she just wanted to try it, I guess.
Yeah.
And she said that she didn't because she was in relationships. And now she's just like, whatever. I'm growing out my pits and nobody can say anything about it.
All right. Could you, would you ever? And when you see it, what's your first thought?
I have one word to describe myself.
Okay.
Italian.
Monkey.
I mean, no one wants me to grow out my armpit hair.
You think it'd be a lot?
I can rival probably my brother. And you know what? I don't even care if you people out there know that because that is why I shave my armpits.
Right.
No one with, I don't
have much armpit hair, so I think I could get away with it.
You probably could.
But I just don't enjoy the feeling.
There's something very nice about having a smooth armpit, and you put your deodorant on it.
Yes, you're listening to the Sean and Sid Show. Armpit talk. Is the caller there?
I know. Have we lost you? Are you still there? This is important.
Well, if it becomes a thing, I mean, if it really starts trending as a thing, we might have to jump on the armpit hair bus.
If you're in the car right now next to your wife, turn to her and ask her, would you ever grow out your armpit hair?
Would you rather do that than shave every single day? To some degree, yes, I would rather do that. But I think it gets to a place, too, where it's just uncomfortable. It's not great.
Yeah, I know guys that trim their armpit hair. My brother has to trim his.
Oh, yeah.
You could tie it around his arm.
He'd probably be suffocated in it if he didn't. But
wear it as a beard or something.
So I don't know. I don't think it's going to catch on. That's just my gut. I just can't imagine that many women would go, yeah, we want it. We want armpit hair.
You just wait.
You think?
Anything can happen.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
You know what's so good about places like there, the Wesley Communities? Mm-hmm. People are healthy and they're doing things that make them healthy, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They have assisted living in all different ways that you can stay in that community. But I found the anti-aging tips. These are the foods that will help you age beautifully. And you know we all need these and put more of these in our lives. This is according to realsimple.com, the anti-aging foods that the experts say are the very best. So if you aren't going to do the other stuff, the Botox, the filler, mm-hmm. good on you. Try this.
Okay.
A big old helping of, you do this all the time, mm-hmm. blueberries.
Yes.
Excellent source of everything you need, anti-inflammatories, the nutrient antioxidants, all that kind of thing.
Wow.
The vitamin C in blueberries helps promote cellular protection and skin health as we age.
Okay.
You're doing it all right. Nuts. Which of the nuts would you think would be the best for you?
Oh, interesting. I would say, oh gosh, Brazilian or okay. I like.
You're being all too fancy.
Cashews, almonds.
Walnuts.
Okay.
Walnuts. They said a new study just found that women who regularly consume nuts, particularly walnuts, at midlife were more likely to age healthfully compared to those who never ate nuts.
So important.
So they're saying this is for mental acuity too. Really important. So get a handful of walnuts, people. Tea. Also really important. And that's you again.
You're reading my grocery list.
I know. You do all the right things. Oh. I'm so proud of you. Especially if you're somebody who is 65 or up. They say that's when it's all the more important for you to be drinking teas.
Like green tea?
Green tea, yes.
Earl Grey. Or does it not matter?
I guess it doesn't matter that much.
Okay.
Beans and legumes. All of that based on a Mediterranean diet. Very important. They will help you keep your body younger. And also throw in some herbs and spices, not Colonel Sanders herbs and spices, not his 11, just so you know. And one mystery ingredient I hadn't thought of, a fruit you never eat, I never eat, pears.
Oh, I love pears though.
A study in neurology says the consumption of pears.
Great fiber.
Great and high in fiber, and it's good for your gut and your cardiovascular overall too.
You know what's the best? Cut a pear in half, core it. Stick it in the oven, little cinnamon, uh-huh. and you have a hot pear. Maybe you add some Grater's ice cream.
Put a pear in the microwave and you have a hot pear.
Or you have an explosion.
Just saying. Okay, fancy pants over there. Who am I arguing with?
She's
going to look so much younger than me come the day. Doesn't matter. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for being with us. We love that you are here with us every week. And let us know if there's anything we can do for you, too, because we appreciate you. Go to our website.
Yes, SeanandSid.com. Pretty easy. Find us there.
And you can see our videos there from the week. And yes, you can see the Wind Down with Sean and Sid vid this week. All that's up there for you to see. Thanks for being with us. You know we care about you.
We appreciate you.